Lord, hallelujah. We're just going to go to the Lord in prayer tonight before we get into His Word. Heavenly Father, we just come to You right now in the precious name of Your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, I just thank You for Your Word tonight. I thank You for power and demonstration through Your Word tonight. Right now as a vessel, Lord, I yield myself to You as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto You, Father, that I might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And Lord, we know that what Your perfect will is, Lord. You said You're not slack concerning Your promise of Your coming back, but that You're willing that none should perish, but that all should come to everlasting life. I thank You that the Holy Ghost has liberty tonight, and we just thank You for the anointing upon Your word, Father, that breaks the yoke of bondage. And it's in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Just turn in your Bibles to Proverbs 29, verse 18. Hallelujah. This is very important for any ministry. Proverbs 29, verse 18. The Bible says, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keeps the law, happy is he. Okay. Two or three years ago at Living Word Christian Center, we had a vision to reach 1,500 people for Jesus. So that was about 150 people to get born again every month. We were running about maybe 700-800 people at that time. That year we prayed with 6,800 people. We had a vision for 1,500. See, the Bible says also in Habakkuk chapter 2 that you have to write down that vision on paper. And we ran with that vision. It says run with it. And it also says in the next verse, verse 3 of Habakkuk 2, that vision will come to pass. I don't care how many people you have that's in agreement for that vision will eventually come to pass. As long as Jesus is ahead of that vision. As long as the motives in that ministry where Jesus gets the glory. Yeah. When man try to rob the glory, then you don't see any fruit. But praise God, when Jesus gets the glory. I'm here to tell you in the last 3 years, in March 1986, I became the evangelism director at Living Word, and we prayed with 45,000 people, one-on-one evangelism in the streets. And we didn't do that with 1,500 people. That's how big our body is of believers. We did that with 30 people. As many people as you have in this room tonight, we did that. Commitment, just like in marriage. What is commitment? For better, for worse. When you're dedicated, when you're committed to anything, no matter how you feel, it says in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. No matter how you feel, you might not feel like going out in the streets. You might not feel like opening your mouth at work and witnessing. But I'm here to tell you, if you're faithful and obedient, the Word of God says you're going to abound with blessings. Amen. And I'm blessed today. Praise God. Because of God's faithfulness. Because of the fire of God He dropped in my heart. When I found out how easy it was sharing the Word of God, it is simple. It's not hard to do. But see, Satan, the Bible calls him in John 8, verse 44, he said he's a God of this world. He's a father of lies. He's a liar. Okay? He lies to you and I and says, oh, God can't use me, like Rod was saying. I'm just an accountant. I used to work at the post office. I just quit last May. 14 years of my life I worked on there. But He can use a postal worker. He can use an accountant. He can use anyone. He used a donkey in the Bible. Praise God. And He can use us. He's just looking for our availability. As I was sitting here tonight, the Lord gave me three or four words that started with A. First of all, He's given us assignment. He's given us an assignment. Mark 16, turn there. Praise God. Mark 16, verse 15. And He said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That means your relatives too. The devil lied to me and said my relatives were the hardest people to win to the Lord. You can't talk to them. You're going to get persecuted from your own family. My whole family's saved today. My dad's not walking in the light, but by faith he will. Praise God. There's seven in my family. In the last 10 years, everyone came in. Because the Bible says in Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God and the salvation to everyone that believeth. To the Jew first and also to the Greek. That includes your relatives. They need to hear the word. Don't be afraid to talk to them. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. Amen. Praise God. That's our weapons, people. We need the weapons. He said in 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 through 5, he says, for though we walk in the flesh, we don't war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. So when Satan comes to you and says, oh, you can't talk to your dad, cast down that thought. That's from the devil. Bring it into the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I prayed with my dad on Father's Day 4 years ago. Hallelujah. The devil threw fear on me. And he's still not walking in light, but I believe Philippians 1:6. I believe the Bible, every word. It says, and being confident of this very thing, he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it to the day of Jesus Christ. See, a lot of us, we get moved by what we see all the time. The Bible said that. God said that. He said, man looks on the outside appearance, but God looks on the heart. We always look at, I might go down on the streets and lead a guy that's doing drugs to the Lord. The next week, I see him again. He's still smoking marijuana. I'm not going to let the devil lie to me and say, he didn't really mean that prayer when he said that prayer with me. He didn't mean it. I believe what the Word of God says. Romans 10, Amen. 9 and 10. Amen. I ask people, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart, man believes unto righteousness or right standing with God, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Verse 13 of chapter 10 of Romans says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So when I see that drug addict or the prostitute or the pimp that said the sinner's prayer with me the week before, and I see him again, I'll walk right up to him, even if he's smoking a joint. And I'll say, hey, how you doing tonight? He won't forget me. See, I'm just watering the seed of love that I planted a week before. See, this is how we overcome the devil, see, by love. See, a lot of Christians, they condemn people. It turns people off, condemning them. See, Jesus loves us the way we are. He's the only one that can change us. After I got born again, and I loved God, I was born again, I still drank beer. I used to read the Bible drinking a beer. But I knew I was born again. I knew it because I knew it. I didn't want to get drunk no more, but I still wanted a beer. Well, I was going to a Lutheran church at the time, and some nice Christian just said, well, I know you'll get out of there. And it's just their attitude. Just turned me off completely almost to God. Almost made me backslide. You know, that was a good excuse to backslide. I said, no, I'm just because I have a beer doesn't mean I'm going to hell. It was my sister that told me this. She was right. I got out of the church. I quit drinking and everything else. But she's learned through that area too about condemning people. John 3:17 says, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Condemning means judge. He didn't send us out there to judge this world. He sent Jesus out there to save it. But he needs people, you and I. Praise God. He's given us his word. This is the greatest weapon that we have against the enemy, the word of God. He can't stand against you and I when we're standing in the word of God. Paul says in Ephesians chapter 6, he talks about putting on the full armor of God. He says, having done all to stand, stand therefore. We got to stand, no matter what comes our way. I'm here to tell you, when you do things for Jesus, the devil tries to come at you. He tries to rob that gift in you. Pray for your pastor and his wife. Amen. There is a devil. This church is going to prosper in Jesus' name. Our church started off 8 years ago with 12 people. We got 1,500 people now. We're not downtown Minneapolis either. We're about 15 miles from Minneapolis, just like you are from St. Paul. God can use this church, praise God. He can raise it up. But I'm here to tell you that without evangelism ministry, your church won't grow. You have to go out. That's God's heartbeat, is to reach the lost and dying world. Not everyone's called, like Rod was talking about, the office of the evangelist. Rod's called to prayer. But praise God, if he just walks in that anointing he has under the evangelist, God will use them there too. I'm not called to intercessory prayer like Rod is, but if I wing under Rod's anointing, that same anointing's coming on me. Yeah. See, there's impartation. Impartation, praise God. We lay our hands on people. We believe by faith. The Lord told me to lay my hands on people for boldness. So I'm obedient to the Lord, and I do it wherever I go. I lay my hands on people for boldness. Mm-hmm. Praise God, because the devil has tried to shut our mouth. He's done a pretty good job for 2,000 years. It says in Matthew 9, verse 36, it says, and Jesus saw the multitudes and had compassion on them, because they were like sheep having no shepherd. And he said, pray ye the Lord of the harvest that he'd send forth laborers into the harvest. That was 2,000 years ago. He prayed that. I told you we got 1,500 in our church. 30 people are involved in the ministry. That's not a very high percentage. Can you imagine if the whole church went out on the streets in one day, how many people could hear the good news of Jesus Christ? Turn to Romans chapter 10. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. First of all was the assignment. We'll get back to the A's here in a minute. Romans 10. Verse 13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Verse 14. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? How shall they hear without a preacher? John 17. You just saw there where it says, except they be sent. Turn to John 17 for a minute. Verse 18. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. See, he sent us already. All we have to do is go. I was reading Mark 16 earlier. If you go down four verses, Jesus said, go you therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Verse 20 of Mark 16 says, and they went. Hallelujah. He told them to go and they went. It's a commandment from God. That's an assignment he's given us. Praise God. The second A that he gave me tonight, and Rod took the scripture, Luke 10:19. He hath given us power. Behold, I have given you power, he says, to tread upon serpents, scorpions, above all the power, not some of the power, all the power of the enemy. And nothing by any means will hurt you. I'm here to tell you, when you're walking in the Spirit, walking in love, Satan can't touch you. I don't care if you... I've had my life threatened 10 years ago. See, a lot of people get afraid when I say that even. But I was just walking in the light I had. And I knew Isaiah 54 verse 17 says, no weapon formed against me will prosper. And I looked that devil right in the face and I said that to him. No weapon formed against me will prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against me in judgment, I have the authority to condemn it, because I'm a servant of righteousness and my righteousness is of the Lord. You, everyone in this room is a servant of righteousness. Amen. So you can use that scripture. No weapon formed against me is going to prosper. Every tongue. I guess the Living Bible says no. I just went to court last week. It says no lying tongue shall prevail against you in the courtroom. That's what it says in the Living Bible. Hallelujah. Praise God. God's good. This will change your life. You know, a lot of people, they don't have any joy in their life. The Lord gave me a scripture today in Psalm 51, verse 12 and 13. I'll read this tonight. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. David was praying this. He said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Uphold me with thy free spirit. Verse 13, listen to this. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Just by having joy. Just by having the glory of God on your presence. People walk up to me on the street and say, man, there's something about you, man. You're glowing. I've had people say that. You're actually glowing. You're shining. I say, hey, that's Jesus. And they pray with me. They ask Christ in their heart. It's exciting to see what the Lord's doing. 10 years ago when I started out on this, We'd be blessed if we played with two people in one night. Just to give you an example, last Monday night we had 20 laborers go out. We led 185 people to the Lord Jesus Christ. Seven people were filled with the Holy Ghost on a street, praying with other tongues as the Spirit gave the utterance, right on the street. The harvest is out in the street. I used to go knock on doors. I was a Baptist. Praise God for the Baptists. That's how I got saved. They went knocking on doors, bus ministry, everything else. But I went out there and I saw more doors hit my face than people wanted to talk to me. And see, what the devil will do, he'll try to throw discouragement on you. Who wants to go out witnessing if all you see is doors slamming in your face? Or people cursing at you? Or people thinking that you're better than them? Oh, you think you're better than me? Blam! You know? And that's not it at all. But like Rod was saying out in California, we went out for an hour and a half and 208 people received Jesus Christ in the hardest area of town. I just went down to Rhema Bible Training Center and about a month ago at Kenneth Hagin Ministries, and I met the pastor out there, an associate pastor. He says, since we went out there, that church has never been the same. They've been going out every week. See, you have to do it every week. You have to hear what I'm saying tonight, and you have to not only be a hearer of the Word, you have to be a doer of the Word. God will raise, I'm sure there's at least one person in this room that God is raising up right now to hit the streets. 10 years ago, I used to go out by myself on the streets. And now we've had as many as 170 people go out in one night and pray with over 550 people. Glory to God. But without a vision, the Bible says, my people perish. This year we have a vision to reach 30,000 people for the Lord Jesus Christ. Last year we had a vision to reach 20,000. The Lord blessed us with 22,000 people praying with us and asking Jesus in their hearts. And again, I'm telling you, it was 30 to 60 people. We went right down to Minneapolis. You can drive right over to St. Paul. That same devil's over down there on Selby Avenue and Dale Avenue. We've had people go over there. The harvest is ripe. But there's not enough laborers because the devil's thrown fear on them. They're afraid. But again, God said, I didn't give you the spirit of fear. That's from the devil. And when we get over that one step, just take the step across that line. No, God hasn't given me the spirit of fear. First time I ever went out, I was walking down the street, first time I ever went out. Some guy comes by and throws a whiskey bottle out the window. And I just backed away and the bottle bounced. I think Rod was with me that time. One of the first times we were out. The bottle bobbed. That was about 6, 7, 8 years ago. Bounced, didn't even break. And we just laughed and said, ha ha, devil, we're still going. No weapon formed against us. We continued to go on. See, the Bible says diligence. The hand of the diligent maketh rich. We have to be persistent in whatever you do. In the music ministry, in the usher ministry, whatever you set your hand to, if you're faithful in it, God's going to bless you. But sometimes we really don't know where we're called. So you have to start someplace. I had a man come up to me. Oh, he's been coming out for about a year now. In fact, he's starting to teach the classes when I can't be there on Tuesday nights. But he was at our church for over 2 years. The devil lied to him. Oh, there's no love in this church. It's a big church, you know, those big churches. There's no love there, which is a lie from the devil. And he said, he just sat back, he didn't do anything. Sermon was done, he ran out the door, never got involved in anything. One day I got up there and started talking about evangelism. He said that the Holy Ghost spoke to him, said, you go out. Today he's teaching classes, he's faithful, he's there every Monday and Tuesday night. And his life's completely changed. He's above and not beneath. There's a lot of Christians that are beneath tonight, beneath circumstances. And I'm here to tell you, I've been through a few circumstances lately. Doesn't matter what you go through, you still can have joy. Amen. My kids were molested by their stepfather. They just gave him back last week. But I walked out of that courtroom and I said, praise God, I plead the blood of Jesus over those kids. No devil in hell is going to touch them. And I'm going on for Jesus, man. And I'm going to give the devil a black eye, and he's going to be sorry that he ever played around with me or my family. And that's the way we have to look at it. We can't give up when things come, because they're going to come. The Bible talks about it. We're all trialed. Trials and temptations. God doesn't bring them. James 1 says God is not tempted with evil. A lot of Christians blame God for stuff. He didn't do that to me. The devil did. See, we have to recognize our enemy. A lot of people don't know who he is. They still think he's in a red suit with horns. But he's an angel of light. He deceives a lot of people. But praise God, we got the good news tonight. I got some good news to tell you tonight. God wants to use you. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We talked about the assignment. Now we're going to talk about the ability. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, excuse me. Verse 5. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who also, catch this word, hath made us, that's past tense, hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. I believe what that's saying right there is talking about religion. I used to be very religious. I was dead. It says the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. That's what I'm saying about when we go out there on the streets, we're ministering life to people. We minister love. Say, did you mean that prayer with your heart? And if they say yes, I have to believe what the Bible says. I can't believe by what I see. We have people right now, there was one person, they actually told me they didn't want to pray with me, and I kind of coerced her into doing it, and she went to Rhema, graduated, 4.0 student, and now she's working at our church. She calls me her dad. Thanks God. And she told me no. See, if I would have been moved by what I heard or what I saw, see, there's a lot of times when people tell you they don't want to pray with you. And you know in your heart they really do. So all you got to do is the Holy Ghost will give you the wisdom. The Bible says the fruit of the righteous is the tree of life. Proverbs 11 verse 30. And the fruit of the Spirit, or it's the tree of life. And he that winneth souls is wise. And the more souls you win, the more wisdom you get. That's the truth. There's different approaches that I use now than I did 10 years ago. 10 years ago, if I walked into the IDS building downtown, if you've ever been there, they have these instant cash machines. People would be going up there, putting their card in there to get money, and I'd tap them on the shoulder. Hey, can I give you some good news? That wasn't any wisdom at all, see? They were afraid I'm going to rob them. So after a while, the Holy Ghost will tell you, no, Nick, you don't tap them on the shoulder no more. But these are things that you learn. It's a learning process. We're growing all the time. You never come to where you know everything. But the Holy Ghost sure is a good teacher. But I thank God for that scripture there where it says, God hath made us able ministers. He's given us that ability already. First of all, he gave us an assignment to do. He said, go into the world and preach the gospel. Then he says that he's given us the ability. The third thing that the Lord impressed me tonight, the Holy Ghost, is the anointing. Praise God for the anointing of God. I wouldn't stand up and preach without the anointing. I would not go out on Hennepin Avenue without the anointing of God. Because the Word of God says in Isaiah, I think it's 10 verse 27, it says that the anointing breaks the yoke. And see, when you get in unity with fellow believers, that corporate anointing, there's strength in numbers. The Bible says one puts 1,000, two puts 10,000. Husband and wives, you have a lot of strength. But add another, like I said last week, we had 20 people go. You get 20 people prayed corporately, together in unity, the power of God is manifest. Praise God. Amen. The devil's afraid of us when he sees us coming. Amen. Praise God. We went out and bought 2 school buses this year. We're going to fill them up this summer. And that was a vision, see? It says in the Word, without a vision, my people perish. About 5 years ago, I'm walking downtown, and another friend of mine was with me. He said, you know something, Nick? He said, I believe in the years to come we're going to have buses down here, taking people down here. And we've been taking people down on buses the last 2 or 3 years. Praise God. You have to have a vision. See it first. See this church being a lighthouse to Oakdale. Just believe it. Who cares how many people are here right now? Doesn't make any difference. If your pastor's heart's right, his motives are right, God's going to bless him. He's going to bless you as a congregation. But I'm here to tell you again, being submitted, the Word of God talks about submission. Submit yourself one to another in the fear of God. You have to submit yourself to somebody. He said that he was submitted to some other pastor, apostolic anointing. He submitted to him. You have to. Praise God. And the person that takes over evangelism has to be submitted to him. Amen. I'm submission to my pastor. Amen. We got together the last 2 years. The Lord gave me a number, gave him a number. I went up to him and I says, he looked at me and I go, how many, Nick? I said, 10,000. He goes, that's what I got. Same Holy Ghost. Last year I went up to him, he looked at him and he goes, "Well, what do you think, Nick?" And he didn't even know what I was saying today about there's only 30 people going out. He thought there was a whole bunch more people going. I said, "Well, Mac, I think we'll get 20,000. He said, "Praise God, that's what I got." And this year we got 30. And it's exciting. And God gets the glory. He's the only one doing the work. But he needs availability. He gives you the ability to do the availability. That's all he needs, man. Open vessels, people that are sincere. You have to be holy. The Word of God talks about being holy. A lot of Christians don't want to get involved in ministering to other people because they're living in sin themselves. And I tell you what, the Word of God says, their own heart condemns them. If you're living in sin, it's hard to walk up to somebody and say, "Hey, can I share some good news with you? Here you're talking to somebody, guys, in adultery, and you are yourself? Are you kidding me?" The devil just laughs in your face. But when you're walking in righteousness, right standing with God, praise God, you can look that devil in the face. You can be sincere with people and look at them. I always get eye contact with them. I have them look in my eyes. You got to get their attention. Sometimes people have their head down, I get right down like that. And it gets their attention. And that love wins them to God. Love never fails. 1 Corinthians 13, it says, "Love never fails, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things." Sometimes when you try to share some good news with somebody, they don't want to hear it. So you just give them a tract. I have some new birth tracts. I don't know if your church has them here. If not, I can get you some. This is a tract we've been using. 45,000 people have said the sinner's prayer with this tract. Very anointed of God. Hallelujah. I might hand a tract to you tonight, sir, and I don't say a word to you. 5 minutes later, Rod comes by with his group. He says, "Hey, sir, can I share some good news with you?" You pull it, "Oh, I got one of these already." See, you're trying to, and he goes, "Oh, can I just ask you one question? Did that person that gave you that tract,